Detroit public schools are drowning in a sea of red ink. Debt payments for DPS are already the highest of any school district in our state. And things are going to get even more dire next month. Chad Livengood of the Detroit News is with us. Happy New Year, Chad.
Happy New Year to you.
Not such a happy New Year for DPS. Before we get into what's going to happen next month, give us a snapshot of the debt payment situation that the school system is facing right now. How bad is it?
Well, in terms of a percentage of what they're paying out versus their payroll, it's going to break 97% in February. So they're owing $26 million a month, essentially, for the rest of the year to pay back operating debts that have been incurred from previous years and also for this current year. Every year, Detroit Public Schools borrows money, and actually 200-some school districts in the state do a little one-year short-term borrowing where they borrow just basically for cash flow purposes because there's so many expenses at the beginning of the school year, and the state of Michigan does not send schools a payment in September, which is when schools begin. And so the first paychecks are going out to teachers and employees for that school year. And so these schools have to borrow money typically just to manage their cash. And then they usually pay it back pretty quickly in the next month or two. Well, DPS has been stretching them out and into the further into the school year. And what happened last year was they got to August and owed $83 million and couldn't pay it back. They just simply out of money. And so the state agreed to let them pushed it off one more year and added some interest penalties, so it's $87 million. Then they have a base debt payment of $53 million a year that amounted to about $1,100 per student that was debt from many years ago, almost 10 to 15 years in some cases of other short-term borrowings that they have rolled up into long-term borrowings. I mean, it's essentially akin to going and getting a credit card and getting a balance transfer from your other credit card, and they've continued to push these payments back. And so by doing that, these payments ballooned, and then to keep the district afloat this school year, they had to borrow another $121 million at the beginning of the school year, and the repayment schedule that payment kicks in February, and that's where their debt payments are going to balloon to what is equivalent to 97% of their monthly payroll cost.
Wow. And you had one expert say to you that that having that figure at 10% is a major warning flag.
Yeah. Matt Fabian, a municipal bond analyst who followed Detroit's bankruptcy and insolvency in the city of Detroit very closely, he said it so succinctly, this is really no longer a normal school district. The district has turned into a debt servicing entity, and it's making its own mission impossible. And that has been sort of the call and the cry from Detroit school officials for several years now. Even with emergency managers, they continue to lose students. I mean, just perspective, 10 years ago, this school district had 100,000 more students. These students have continued to leave for a variety of reasons. It's, you know, the proliferation of charter schools, school choice programs, just the general decline of population in the city. The birth rate is down. There's a whole host of factors. You can't blame it on one single person or thing. And so that has just sort of compounded itself, and the district continues to borrow money, and they kind of fall behind, and the state Treasury Department essentially tries to facilitate a way to keep the doors open at Detroit Public Schools. And this is all kind of coming ahead here. The governor is pushing for a major debt relief program for Detroit Public Schools in the neighborhood of $515 million
right,
that he wants the state to assume. And he also wants another $200 million to essentially create a new debt-free school district. And he's proposed spreading this over 10 years. And it's got a lot of major pushback in the legislature because the cost, essentially, if you were to take this out of the school aid fund for 10 years at $70 million roughly a year, it essentially amounts to $50 per student for every student in the state of Michigan.
And
so that's the pushback.
Yeah, you know, a lot of lawmakers are saying no way. And there's that term we've heard, bailout fatigue.
Yeah, there's a Detroit fatigue because not too long ago, just a year and a half ago, they authorized a sort of miraculous, really, $195 million one-time payment to help settle the city of Detroit's bankruptcy to put into the city's pension funds. And that was paired with the grand bargain. But that was that's a different case here, yeah. Cynthia, because that was essentially paired with the ability to save the art at the Detroit Institute of Arts mm-hmm. from being sold off in the bankruptcy. Detroit Public Schools doesn't have a $1 billion art collection laying around, and they have a lot more liabilities that could actually end up on the state's doorstep if they were to be dissolved or taken into bankruptcy. I mean, the low-end estimate is that the state of Michigan would be on the hook for $1.5 billion in DPS debt related to money they owe the state's revolving school loan fund, and also $1.3 billion in pension liabilities that get spread across all schools because it's a statewide pension system, whereas the city of Detroit was a contained city pension system. So that's one of the fears and concerns the governor is trying to get the attention of legislators, that this is coming to a head. And he's been talking about this for a good 8 months now, but we kind of dug into these numbers here to kind of give a better view of just how much. And if you break down the old debts, the money that's been borrowed in previous years to educate children who are no longer even in school, it is taking up over $3,000 of the $7,300 per student grant that DPS receives from the state. I mean, that's an astonishing, staggering amount of money that is being diverted away from classrooms in Detroit.
You had a quote from Matt Fabian, the municipal bond analyst, is saying that the state's continued short-term loans have put the DPS in an impossible situation. But what else was there? What other options existed?
I mean, the state has been sort of trying to piecemeal things and keep in hobbling along. And part of this has been other events going on. I mean, the mm-hmm. governor was so consumed for 18 months with the Detroit City bankruptcy that they just essentially kept, you know, just tried to keep the status quo over in DPS, which has been a system of just barely getting to the finish line with these short-term borrowings. But they continue to kind of pile up here to the point that they're really consuming a large chunk of money out of the general fund of Detroit Public Schools. And most school districts, even if they do these borrowings, they pay it back that fiscal year. Most school districts do not have any kind of operating debt on their general fund ledger. It's very unheard of. And for DPS, it was already a pretty big figure at $1,100 a student. But now, because of last year's refinancing of that $83 million loan, it amounts to $3,000 a kid.
Just last March, the emergency manager Darnell Early was saying that he had a plan that should have the DPS on what he called a sustainable path in 18 months, which would be this fall. Clearly that isn't happening, and here he is, the fourth EM that the DPS has had in, what, some 7 years, and things just keep getting worse.
Yeah, much of Darnell Early's plan has really banked on some kind of debt relief from the state, though. Mm-hmm. And they have pitched this that if they could get that one main debt payment, that are bonds that go back to 2011, 2012, and some of those were refinancing back into the previous decade of old debts, if they could get those relieved, they could probably break even. But the problem is they fell behind on this other loan here. And I mean, this was kind of quietly refinanced in August. Frankly, when most of the state in Lansing was focused on a certain sex scandal at the Capitol, and that was what was everyone was paying attention to, all the while the state is trying to essentially piece together money. And it's Craig Thiel at Citizens Research Council kind of points out DPS can't go to any bank and get money. He said they would be laughed out the door at Comerica Bank if they tried to go down to Lafayette Boulevard and borrow some money. That the state of Michigan is basically the lender of last resort and has been for several years to keep the school district intact.
Can Governor Snyder sell this plan to the legislature?
He can sell it. There are legislators who understand the crisis here, but there are so many components to this. To get the Detroit delegation, he's already essentially sort of opened up and been amenable to closing down his Education Achievement Authority, the school reform district that runs 15 previous old, longtime failing schools in Detroit. But then at the same time, he has tried to create a plan here that would create a new governance for all schools, charter or DPS in the city, and that component of being able to have a commission that can shut down charter schools that are failing has created a lot of resistance from Republicans. And, I mean, we've been talking about a bill for 8 months now, and they have gotten no traction. It's pretty unheard of to talk about a bill for that long without even introducing it.
And with all the talking and all the discussions, meantime, there's a generation of kids sitting at those desks who are losing out.
Yeah, and it's an election year. So as you go any further into the spring, it would be very hard to get anything done if they don't get anything done by April on this issue.
Chad Livengood, Detroit News Lansing Bureau. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me.